Well, good morning, everyone, including the many dignitaries with us. And thank you so much for joining us to mark this momentous occasion for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, and indeed Canada and North America. My name is Kathy Dunderdale, and I am the Deputy Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador and Minister of Natural Resources. I will be your host this morning. Please let me introduce our head table guests, the Honourable Danny Williams, Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador. The Honourable Darrell Dexter, Premier of Nova Scotia. Mr. Joseph Rich, Grand Chief of the Innu Nation. Mr. Sebastian Benyuin, Chief of Sheshishi. Mr. Ed Martin, President and CEO of Nalcor Energy. Mr. Chris Huskelson, President and CEO of Emera Incorporated. This morning, we are gathered together as friends and neighbours for a long-awaited day in the history of Newfoundland and Labrador, a truly momentous day. At this time, I would ask Premier Williams to speak with all of you and the people of Newfoundland and Labrador about why we have invited you here today. Please, Premier Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone. As I said in the press briefing, good morning. It's a great morning. Thank you for being here today. I have to tell you, though, it's hard not to be emotional, to be quite honest with you. You see it in the faces as you walk into this room, and here with our partners, and our inner partners as well, our partners from Nova Scotia, and everybody in the room. This is truly a proud day for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. I want to particularly thank my colleague and friend, Premier Darrell Dexter of Nova Scotia, for being here. Welcome, Darrell. And of course, Mr. Chris Huskelson. Chris Huskelson, of course, of Emera Energy. You've all been introduced. Ed Martin, our President and CEO of Nalcor Energy. Joseph Rich, the Grand Chief of the Innu Nation. Sebastian Benyuin, Chief of Sheshishi, Innu First Nation. I'd also like to acknowledge the Minister of Labrador Affairs, John Hickey, Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, Paddy Pottle, and, of course, my entire cabinet and caucus and our distinguished guests and friends and family and the ladies and gentlemen here in the room this morning. Well, folks, this is a day of great historic significance to Newfoundland and Labrador and Nova Scotia and, indeed, Atlantic Canada as we move forward with the development of the Lower Churchill Project. On this day, the people of our province are realizing a dream that some thought would never be possible. We do have a history in this province of giveaways, particularly when it comes to our natural resources. And without question, the most substantial and unjust giveaway was that of the Upper Churchill Hydroelectric Project to the province of Quebec. Even today, several decades after that deal was signed, it remains as a defining moment in our history that has served as a warning to the generations who followed of what not to do. The deal set a benchmark against which we have often measured ourselves as we partner with industry to develop projects. It was in fact a deal that in many ways motivated me to enter public life. And I and my team have said from day one that giveaways are no longer a way of life in Newfoundland and Labrador. Giveaways are a thing of the past. That is not the way we have done business over the past 7 years, and we will continue to make deals that benefit us first. The added benefit of this deal, though, is that it enables us to bring clean, renewable power to our partners in Nova Scotia and the rest of the Maritimes, a win-win for everybody. And it is my hope that today, November 17th, 2010, will go down in history as a day that finally eclipses that day back in 1969 when the Upper Churchill Agreement was signed. It is also a historic day as we sit here with our Inno-Nations partners who will be substantial beneficiaries of this development. The new Dawn Agreement, which we have finalized between the province and the Inno-Nation, provides significant jobs and economic benefits for the Inno-Nation, and we look forward to the ratification of that agreement. And I would take this opportunity to ask the federal government to get on with it and settle up the outstanding issues with the people of the Inno-Nation so that we can get on with ratification and bring this entire project to fruition. That deal also provides redress for the Upper Churchill, something which the Innu have long sought and which, unfortunately, we as a people have not yet received as a province from Quebec. But stay tuned, folks, that one's not over yet, I can tell you right now. We are so pleased to have several representatives of the Innu community here with us today, and we do look forward to a long and a prosperous partnership. Today, we sign an agreement on our own terms with another great partner, Emera, that is free of the geographic stranglehold which Quebec has had for far too long on us. Today, we are saying that Quebec will no longer determine the fate of Newfoundland and Labrador and one of the most attractive clean energy projects in North America. So how do we get here? Well, as we all know, Nalcor Energy is mandated to forecast electricity requirements in the province and bring forward the lowest cost option for meeting these requirements. Nalcor has estimated that an energy capacity deficit will emerge in this province by 2015, and an actual energy deficit will be in place by 2019, even taking into account the surplus power that we have available from the closure of the two pulp and paper mills. Therefore, Nalcor, under the very, very capable leadership of Ed Martin, evaluated alternatives to develop new generation sources to avoid this deficit and assess several realistic alternatives. They found that developing the Muskrat Falls project with a transmission link to the island is the lowest cost alternative, even on a standalone basis with no maritime link whatsoever. In addition to being by far the most cost-effective, the development of Muskrat Falls is clearly, and this is very important, the most environmentally preferable arrangement. And so Nalcor Energy has been pursuing this development option for some time. Of course, they have done so with a view to not only supplying the needs of our province, but also for finding markets for the excess lucrative clean energy. And in our search for the best project, Emera and Nova Scotia emerged as the natural partner. Today, we are pleased to announce that Nalcor Energy is signing a term sheet with Emera for the development of Muskrat Falls in Labrador, with power being transmitted from Labrador across the Strait of Belle Isle for use on the island of Newfoundland. It is also very important to note that surplus capacity from Muskrat Falls can be used as needed for industrial development in Labrador. The power sent to the island will be used to meet our growing electricity demand and to displace Holyrood. Nalcor, not the community of Holyrood, just the generating station. I live in the community. Nalcor will then transmit additional power from the island to Nova Scotia Power, a subsidiary of Emera, across the Cabot Strait into Lingan in Nova Scotia. No one denies that as a province, we must take steps to clean up those polluting emissions from the thermal generating station in Holyrood. Under this arrangement, 2 terawatts of power, or approximately 40%, will be used to displace that expensive, dirty bunker sea oil that is used at that generating station. As a result, the Newfoundland and Labrador electricity system will be run on 98% renewable emission-free energy, meeting our energy plan commitments. This is something, ladies and gentlemen, that very few jurisdictions in the world can boast. 98% clean electricity. Approximately 1 terawatt hour per year, or 20% of the output of Muskrat Falls, will be provided to Emera for use in Nova Scotia. In exchange, Emera will invest $1.2 billion, or 20% of the overall capital cost of the project, and will be responsible for 20% of the operating costs for the 35-year life of the contract. As an additional investment, but not associated with the power sale, Emera will invest $600 million toward the Island Transmission Link for a total of $1.8 billion for our partners in Nova Scotia. If not required for use, or the term could be recalled, but it's not technically recalled in the province, the remaining power will be sold into the Maritime Provinces and New England marketplace. Nalcor Energy will be able to sell power in these jurisdictions as a result of gaining existing transmission rights from Emera, which is of tremendous strategic value to Nalcor and Newfoundland and Labrador. The benefits of this project for our province will be simply enormous, including thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic activity. There will be 8,600 person years of work on the project within the province between 2011 and 2017, with 5,400 of these person years occurring right in Labrador. Employment will peak at approximately 2,700 people. Adding the direct, indirect, and induced economic impact, there will be 18,400 person years of work in the province and 47,800 person years of work in the entire country. It is truly a great Canadian project. The generating station at Muskrat Falls will be 100% owned and operated by Nalcor Energy. The total transmission systems will be majority owned by Nalcor Energy at 51% and minority owned by Emera at 49%. This ownership structure will be assigned to the assets as follows. Nalcor will hold 100% of the Labrador transmission line and 71% of the Labrador Island Link, while Emera will hold the remaining 29% of the Labrador Island Link and 100% of the Maritime Link. That averages out to a 51-49% ownership overall. At the end of this 35-year agreement, ownership of the Maritime Link will revert back to Nalcor Energy for $1. All engineering for the generation and the Labrador Island Link will be done in this province, and first consideration for jobs in Labrador will go to the Labrador Innu, as outlined in the new Dawn Agreement, then to Labrador residents, and then to residents of our province generally. At a total cost of approximately $6.2 billion, this is one of the most significant projects ever to be taken on or in our province. From day one, our government has taken a long-term strategic approach to developing this project. Our priorities have remained steadfast, and that is to achieve maximum benefits for our people and to secure stable markets with a return for the people of the province. This agreement achieves these goals and also solidifies a mutually beneficial partnership with Emera and the province of Nova Scotia. As exciting as this day is for Newfoundland and Labrador, today also marks the beginning of a new era of Atlantic Canada cooperation. Together, we are telling the marketplace, both in Canada and in the United States, that badly needed competition in the hydroelectric marketplace is on the way. This term sheet will be fully open to debate and questioning, both in the public domain and in the House of Assembly. In fact, we have always said that any time this government ever signs an agreement or passes legislation, whatever the case may be, we are open to constructive and positive criticism and ideas. The issues associated with climate change and environmental stewardship are increasingly important globally, and the need to face these associated challenges head-on are not going away. Indeed, they will even become more pronounced over time as we see increasingly innovative solutions to deal with climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. And that is where the beauty and simplicity of the Lower Churchill comes into play. We are talking about the development of tried, tested, and true technology. We are talking about a clean and renewable energy source. And we are talking about a project whose time has finally come. It is more important than ever before that we seize this opportunity to partner with the Innu Nation and with our Atlantic Canadian neighbors and get this project underway. So to summarize in closing, this is an outstanding project and an outstanding agreement for the following key reasons. First, it is a tremendous, clean, green energy solution. Second, it will provide for the people of this province not only thousands of jobs and billions in economic activity, but it will ensure stable electricity rates that are not dependent on the price of oil. And lastly, and this is an important one for me, we finally have a strategic route into the Maritimes and the U.S. markets, avoiding the stranglehold of Quebec. So, ladies and gentlemen, the time is right, the agreement is right, and the people of our province will reap the benefits of this project for many, many, many years to come. Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you, Premier Williams, not only for those words, but for your tremendous leadership and long-term vision on this file. Your determination to ensure that Newfoundlanders and Labradorians truly receive the benefit of this project has been relentless and the true driving force behind why we're here today. In 2007, our government released focusing our energy, Newfoundland and Labrador's first energy plan. The energy plan clearly indicated the desire of our government, and I would suggest the people of the province through the associated public consultations, to develop the Lower Churchill project, reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, and establish a source of power which ensures reliability and also stabilizes rates for people of our province in the long term. As well, we pledge to take advantage of any surplus power to bring value to the province through industrial development in Labrador or through revenue sales in the North American marketplace. For far too long, this wonderful resource of Newfoundland and Labrador, the lower portion of the Churchill River, has remained undeveloped in large part because the province could not find a partner willing to work collaboratively and in fairness to develop the resource and bring the power to market. That is, until Premier Darrell Dexter of Nova Scotia came along and recognized the benefit of this project for his province and for his country. I would now ask... Premier Dexter to offer a few words on this project and what it means to Nova Scotia.
Well, thank you, Minister Dunderdale and Premier Williams, ladies and gentlemen, partners. This is a historic day for our province, for our provinces, for our region, and for our country. Today, we are nation building. I'm thrilled, of course, to be here with Premier Williams and Deputy Premier Dunderdale, Chris Huskilson, Ed Martin, and the rest of our guests to announce an agreement on a project that will change the economic landscape of our region. What we are announcing today will create thousands of jobs for Nova Scotians and Newfoundlanders. It will stabilize energy prices for Nova Scotia families and businesses well into the future. That stability will help grow the economy and to make life more affordable. This deal lifts the idea of Atlantic cooperation off of the pages of speeches and turns it into action. It builds a more prosperous Canada. The two provincial power utilities serving Nova Scotia and Newfoundland and Labrador have agreed to enter into a partnership to develop Muskrat Falls, the Muskrat Falls site of the Lower Churchill Energy Project. As a part of that project, a trans-provincial transmission system to carry that power through Newfoundland, across the subsea cable link between our two provinces and into Nova Scotia will be constructed. This agreement will guarantee Nova Scotia an abundant supply of clean, green hydroelectricity for more than three decades. And why is that important? It's important because Nova Scotia families and businesses will have a stable, secure energy source. This will result in more affordable electricity for the long term and contribute to a strong economy throughout our province and throughout the region. It is important because it means Nova Scotia will no longer be subject to the volatility of the price of fossil fuels like coal. It is important because the agreement will help us meet our renewable energy targets. And most importantly, this agreement will change the economic landscape of the region. Emera's investment in the Lower Churchill Project is focused on the Maritime Link. The Maritime Link has three key elements. Number one, the undersea cable link between Cape Ray, Newfoundland, and Cape Breton. Number two, the substations on either side of the cable. And number three, the enhanced transmission grid leading to the New Brunswick border. The economic benefits associated with the design and construction of this massive project will be shared by both our provinces. There will be thousands of jobs created in construction, engineering, and maintenance. It is estimated that the construction of the Maritime Link alone is expected to create 6,790 in-person years of employment, and that is great news for Nova Scotia. The size of this project is immense, and I am committed to capitalizing on every opportunity to ensure that Nova Scotians and Newfoundlanders receive the economic benefits of this significant opportunity. Chris will give you a detailed project overview, but essentially, Emera has agreed to purchase a 20% stake in the $6.2 billion Lower Churchill project in exchange for approximately 170 megawatts annually of firm and flexible hydroelectricity over 35 years. The 170 megawatts of electricity will account for between 8 and 10% of Nova Scotia's total power needs when it starts flowing in 2017. Not only will it make achieving our ambitious renewable energy targets for 2020 more certain, it will provide a further diversification of our energy supply and act as a hedge against the volatile prices of fossil fuels to the benefit of Nova Scotia families and businesses. Next, Nova Scotia Power and Nalcor will meet and refine and define the details through a negotiation process. Nova Scotians can have confidence in knowing that this expenditure will go through the transparent utility and review board process to ensure that it is a good deal for the ratepayers of our province. This agreement means 35 years of price and supply stability on this portion of our electricity mix. I will meet with Premier Allward of New Brunswick in the next day or so to discuss this agreement and how it enables New Brunswick and Nova Scotia to further strengthen the electricity system in the Maritimes and to create more good jobs in Atlantic Canada. We went into these discussions with Newfoundland and Labrador determined to reach an agreement that would be a win-win for both provinces. We have done that, and I want to thank Premier Williams for his vision on energy matters and the leadership that he has shown in taking a regional approach to maximizing the potential of his province's tremendous resource. This is a big day for Nova Scotia. This is a big day for Newfoundland and Labrador. This is a big day for Atlantic Canada, and it is a big day for Canada. Thank you.
Thank you, Premier Dexter. Your leadership serves as an example for all Canadians as to what it means to act in the best interests of those who have elected you to govern. The development of Muskrat Falls will also be a collaborative effort by the people of our province and the Innu Nation. It will certainly play a leading role in this. This year, the Innu Nation and our government signed in principle the formal agreement of New Dawn, which provides tremendous benefits to the Innu Nation. We have a strong relationship with the Innu Nation, which the Innu themselves have told us is a model to be followed by other governments. This is something we are truly proud of. I welcome Grand Chief Rich and Chief Benyuin to say a few words.
Taking a moment to think of our ancestors, our kids, future people. And we want to say, show our respects and greetings to Ms. Daniel's mom for being here. The elders, our security council, wanted to say hello. And thank you. We have lots. We have lots of our elders, leaders, and children. Before I begin, In translation, we said we want to say thank you for thanking our elders, thanking our Indonesian board for being here, and for the leadership and the premiers and the CEOs that are here to welcome us to this place. Premier Williams and Texter, Mr. Martin and Mr. Huskelson, invited guests, good morning. I spoke in my language, Inuit Moon, to welcome the Inuit leaders and the Inuit elders and other Inuit that have traveled here today. And as leaders, we rely on their advice, support, and wisdom. The Inuit Nation is pleased that the province of Newfoundland and Labrador and Nalco Energy have concluded an agreement with Nova Scotia and Emera to sell the power from Muskrat Dam Project. We congratulate them on this achievement, which represents a major step forward in bringing the Lord Churchill closer to reality and closer to certainty. One of the key outstanding issues now is the consent of our Inuit people for the Lord project to proceed. This can be achieved through ratification of the draft impact benefit agreement we negotiated with NALCO and the province as part of the Josh Bidabin New Dawn Agreement. I want to thank Premier Williams for his direct involvement in supporting the negotiations that resulted in the New Dawn. That package includes the Lord Churchill IBA, an agreement on compensation for the Inuit damage, for the damages caused by the Upper Churchill Project, and a draft agreement in principle to deal with the Inuit of Labrador lands, resources, and self-government rights in Labrador. All three of these agreements will be put to a ratification vote by our members and our nation. But we cannot do that yet. We need the federal government to conclude the outstanding issues for our land rights agreement in principle. It has been 30 years in the making, and we have lost many of our elders and our leaders in that time. Premier Williams and the Inuit leadership will be meeting the Federal Minister of Indian Affairs next week in Ottawa. We want to ensure movement on this file. I'm asking Premier Texter to contact Honorable Peter McKay, to stress to him the importance to the project, and to Nova Scotia, of having the federal government resolve these outstanding issues with the Innu of Labrador. The reality is this: without a completed AIP, we cannot put the Lower Churchill IBA to our people for ratification. And without ratification, the project will not proceed. We want to move forward, but we need the federal government to do their part. I would also like to add that the Innu Nation strongly supports the application made to the federal infrastructure fund by the two provinces. The Lower Churchill Project holds the promise of contributing to a brighter future for our people and all people of Newfoundland and Labrador. We are working together with NELCO and the province of Newfoundland and Labrador to help Jasbe-Laban, the New Dawn, become reality and to be able to bring certainty that much closer to the Innu and the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. Tinaskmitno, and thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sebastian Benno, and I'm Chief of Chehadi New First Nations. And first thing, I want to thank Premier Danny Williams for inviting us here this morning for this press release. And all our elders come along with us and the board members from both communities, Natwashi and Chehadi. Okay, I'll translate to this in my Inuaimun language. Nishmutnawai Chenut Kaji Chimiado de Tegonado de Menuji Haino Cheojmoino Pejet Nagi Mono Nestura Dut de Nova Scotia Magnate Nifolent Manin board members at in Smot Manino Mani Grand Chief George Bridge. Okay, I got a note here. I join the Grand Chief in congratulating Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, Nalcor Energy, and Amura in a reaching agreement to sell the power from the Muskrat Dam project. As the Chief of Chehadit Innu First Nations, I can say that our First Nations and Musho Innu First Nations are working hard to resolve the remaining outstanding issues that we need to wrap up with Canada. The people of our community will then able to decide about whether package of the agreement that Grand Chief prefers. To our going to sustain our people for the future. The Lower Churchill IBA is important for that package, but we also need Canada in the picture. We believe that trilateral agreement in principles can be concluded very quickly if Canada is prepared to do its part, providing fair compensation for the Innu of Labrador. Canada also had to do their part another way, by approving application for two problems for access to federal infrastructure fund. We strongly support that application. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Grand Chief Rich and Chief Benuin. We look forward to our relationship continuing and working with you throughout the development of Muskrat Falls. We recognize the need for clean, green power for all our communities and the isolated communities of the north and south coasts of Labrador are no exception. With the goal of achieving this, our government today is committing $2.5 million to study small-scale hydro projects in coastal communities in Labrador, particularly on the south coast. Nalcor has already conducted research on this initiative and believes further study is warranted to examine the possibility of developing small-scale hydroelectric projects which could provide power to coastal communities, and I look forward to this work continuing. With the release of our energy plan, our government set an ambitious new course for our province's resource sector. Included in this was equity stakes in the offshore oil and gas industry, fair return for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, using the benefits of our non-renewable resources to support development of our renewable resources, and thus the cornerstone of that plan, the Lower Churchill Project. Leading the way has been our province's energy corporation, Nalcor Energy. The expertise of Nalcor is world-renowned, and it is a company led by Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, dedicated to providing maximum return to the people of the province. Guided by a superb leadership team, they have accomplished astounding results in just a few short years. This team is led by President and CEO, Mr. Ed Martin, and I invite him now to provide us with some details of this deal.
Well, thank you, Premier Williams, Premier Dexter, Grand Chief Risch, Chief Benuin, Minister Dunderdale, Nalcor's Board of Directors, Chris Huskelson and Amira. Good morning to all. What we're announcing here today is both a pragmatic decision that meets domestic needs and a visionary move towards economic self-reliance. First, it's the catalyst for the development of Newfoundland and Labrador's energy warehouse, and sets the stage for 2041, when the immense wealth from the Upper Churchill hydroelectric resource becomes repatriated finally back to the home here in Newfoundland. Secondly, the development of Muskrat Falls means the forecasted domestic energy requirements for both Labrador and the island of Newfoundland will be met for the foreseeable future, and the Holyrood facility will be decommissioned to meet our environmental goals as stated in the energy plan. Third, the project configuration will also provide sufficient capacity for future industrial developments throughout the province while presenting an opportunity to optimize the value of the excess power that's produced. This strategic agreement reached with Emera will finally open the door to the North American marketplace for power sales in other jurisdictions, and demonstrates for a change that projects can be developed with a partner while still maintaining control of the province's resources, provided you have the right mindset at the table. We've garnered that with Emera, and I'd like to compliment Mr. Chris Huskelson and the company of Emera in Nova Scotia to be able to work together in a win-win relationship with another large company with similar goals. It was a tremendous pleasure. We've reached a great agreement, and I tell you, it's a partnership that's going to last for decades to come. Thank you very much. Of the total 4.9 terawatt hours per year of power being produced, Initially, 2 terawatt hours will be allocated to the island to displace the electricity that we currently use from the Holyrood facility. Approximately 1 terawatt hour per year, or 20% of the output of Muskrat Falls, will be provided to Emera for use in Nova Scotia to meet their needs. In exchange, Emera will invest over $1.2 billion, or 20% of the overall capital cost of the project, and will be responsible for 20% of the operating costs for the 35-year life of the contract. As an additional investment, but not associated with a power sale, Emera will invest approximately $600 million towards the Labrador-Island Link in exchange for transmission rights for Nalcor Energy through Nova Scotia into New Brunswick and into New England. We are extremely pleased with this outcome. Both companies enter talks with a win-win mindset. That was the principle we established. We said to ourselves, if we can do something here that is good for both companies and both provinces, for a change, we'll be thinking about the next deal, not about the last deal. And that's what we tried to do. This partnership creates significant opportunity today and into the future. It will assist in building stronger interconnections among the 4 Atlantic provinces and the northeastern United States, and will enable all to benefit from the wealth of environmentally friendly, affordable, and sustainable power Newfoundland and Labrador and the rest of the region has to offer. This configuration is the most economic and reliable option to meet Newfoundland and Labrador's needs over the coming years, and opens the door for the province to begin reaping the export benefits of our wealth of clean, renewable resources while still meeting all of the needs of both the island of Newfoundland as well as Labrador. We have now created flexibility to maximize the value of any surplus power by establishing 2 connections into the North American market. No longer, and for the first time in 500 years, no longer will the island of Newfoundland be its own isolated system next to North America. We're finally connected, and we're connected in 2 directions. As we move forward, work will continue towards ensuring readiness to mobilize the successful engineering, procurement, and construction management consultant. The bids are on the street, and we're looking to award that contract in December. Gaining release in the generation and transmission projects from the environmental assessment. Final ratification and working together with our partners, the Innu Nation, on the IBA. And conversion of this term sheet into formal legal agreements and finalization of financing. We have these things well in hand, we're moving ahead, and we're on schedule. In closing, I'd like to take this opportunity not only to thank Premier Williams and Minister Dunderdale, and the cabinet and caucus of government. It's been a pleasure to work with these people. I mean, they have shown true leadership. They have created the ability for us to do a business deal, ran interference for us to let us do the business deal, and they've been a tremendous resource in terms of coming up and discussing and how to proceed in these things. And we've moved together every step of the way, and it's been a tremendous partnership. Once again, Emera and Nova Scotia. The relationship's there, it's established, it's been there for quite a while, and it's growing. It feels good. And finally, in closing, with respect to Nalcor Energy, the Board of Directors has been immensely supportive. Chair John Ottenheimer has been there every step of the way with the other board members. It's a big, big decision, and they've been a tremendous sounding board and help in terms of getting this over the top. And probably most importantly is my team. I see most of them in the back and dispersed throughout the crowd. And I can tell you, 2 things happened within Nalcor. You know, the team shared the hard work and the effort to get there, but more importantly, they shared leadership. And I'm standing here today representing all of that team. We shared leadership, we did it together, and they're a tremendous resource, and you should be proud of them. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ed, on behalf of us all, and also thank you to the members of Nalcor who worked so hard at putting the details on paper and making this deal a reality. And he looks pretty good for a fellow who's only had 3 hours sleep a night for the last 4 weeks, don't you think? Nalcor had a vision for this project and a mayor of Nova Scotia was forward-thinking enough to recognize the vision as not only possible, but viable. They have been a wonderful partner to work with. That is not to say they didn't drive a hard deal, as many late-night negotiations indicated. And we're very pleased, though, to have them working with us. I would like to ask Mr. Chris Huskelson, President and CEO of Emera, to speak as to what this deal means for Emera and its important subsidiaries. Chris.
Well, thank you, Minister, and good morning, everyone. I want to first congratulate Premier Williams. This is an important step for a project whose success is an essential part of your government's plan for the future of this province. Premier, your tenacity and vision have made this agreement possible. I also want to pay tribute to Ed Martin. I can tell you that Newfoundland and Labrador is fortunate to have a man like Ed at the helm of your energy company. He's a respected leader in the industry, someone who could work anywhere in the world, but he chooses to work right here and make a contribution to Newfoundland and Labrador. I have to tell you that he's tough, but he's also principled and fair. And through those discussions, the discussions we've had, I've not only found a business partner, but also found a friend. And certainly our relationship will continue into the future in a very good way. I also want to thank Premier Dexter. This agreement is made possible because of the goals that you have for the greener electricity in Nova Scotia. Your commitment to regional cooperation has really been and continues to be important for these kinds of relationships, so thank you for that. I also want to acknowledge Premier Allward in New Brunswick. He's been very supportive of regional cooperation and alignment in the energy business. Emera operates in New Brunswick today, and I know the Premier is very interested in working with businesses and other Atlantic provinces to create a win-win situation that benefits energy consumers in the entire region. Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed a great day for the energy sector in northeastern North America. Moving ahead with phase one of the Lower Churchill project and building the transmission to move this energy to market is, as Ed Martin would say, a game changer. This is a good deal for Newfoundland and Labrador. This is a good deal for Nova Scotia. And it creates opportunity for New Brunswick and New England. It means a more robust, more reliable, more flexible electricity grid. From an Emera perspective, that's what we do. We're uniquely positioned. We're a Canadian company with headquarters in Atlantic Canada and operations and investments in New England. We're always interested in opportunities to complement what we already do, to create new synergies and to forge new partnerships for mutual benefit, just as Ed said. We have great confidence in Atlantic Canada. It's why we're already making historic levels of investment here. It's why we have the confidence to be here today in partnership with Nalcor. The agreement means Emera is committed to being a partner in the largest energy project our region has ever seen. We're committing to establish a new business right here in Newfoundland to employ people in this province. And we're committing to use the renewable energy from this project to continue to reduce our carbon footprint in Nova Scotia. Emera has sufficient confidence in this project and in our partners that we are committing almost $2 billion of investment right here. This is a good deal for the region. It's also a great opportunity for the growth of Emera. It's absolutely in line with our strategic focus to increase renewables, build new transmission, connecting those renewables to the grid. That's what this project is all about. Our agreement with Nalcor enables our vision to develop Atlantic Canada and New England into a regional powerhouse of secure, affordable, renewable energy. Moving forward on Muskrat Falls not only brings to life Premier Williams' ambitions for the Lower Churchill, it creates new opportunities for other renewable development here in Newfoundland and Labrador, in Nova Scotia, in New Brunswick, and throughout the region. I have to tell you, it's been hard work getting to this point. And make no mistake, there's lots of more hard work ahead. But I believe collectively we're up to the challenge. The people and resources of Emera are fully engaged in the success of the Lower Churchill and the expansion of the electricity transmission system that will make this sustainable for all of us. Thank you very much.
So, moment is finally here. I call on Premier Williams and Premier Dexter, along with Mr. Martin and Mr. Huskilson, to officially sign the term sheet for the development of Muskrat Falls and the associated transmission links. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the term sheet is signed, and you have all been witnesses to a historic event. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a long process for us, and it's been one where we've had to park our emotions and be really calm, strategic, visionary, determined, and objective. And it sure is some nice today to say, yes! So stay with us now. I want to, before we go, thank you to our team at Natural Resources. You've been absolutely awesome. Thank you all for coming today. Come, let's talk and celebrate together in a little reception outside. Thank you all so much.